and gentlemen.
This is John Madden. Hey, Mike and Don. Boy, was I surprised when they told me you guys have lasted 4 years together. But then they said you guys have become Washington's most popular morning show? I couldn't believe it. But seriously, guys, happy 4th anniversary.
Can Manuel Noriega get a fair trial in this country when he's already been convicted by the public?
Hey, Pineapple Face, the only drug you should be smuggling is Clearasil.
We get you a jury, your peers, but all the other dictators are dead.
You suck!
There's only one place, one man who can see to it that justice is served. Tune in as Manuel Noriega pleads his case before Judge Joseph Wapner on the People's Court.
I've read your complaint, Mr. Noriega. Can you make bail?
Oh, sure, Judge. I got a few bales washing up on shore tonight.
Mr. Noriega, I find you guilty and sentence you to pay a fine of $42.39. This court stands adjourned.
The case of the pimple-faced despot on the next People's Court.
Hi, I'm Doug Llewellyn of the People's Court. I never, ever would listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, the Morning Zoo on 105 Waver. Don't listen.
Your darkest pal, the brave man who can kick back and party.
Oh, just about every day in the afternoon, people want to listen to a really good tune, so they turn to the box for the biggest fan. Don Geronimo is a man. Geronimo is a man.
You're trying to piss me off, aren't you?
All right, listen, folks. I thought we ought to explain what's going down here. It's April Fool's Day, the 1st of April. Can you imagine having a birthday on April Fool's Day and going through life, hi, I'm a fool? I am an April Fool's Day. It's WAVA Power 105. And I thought that what we ought to do is explain what's going on here. With it being April Fool's Day, the fact is that Don and Mike are on thin ice. Alan Goodman called and said, listen, they've alienated everybody. They have made enemies of everybody. They are idiots. They are immature. We need a grown, mature adult, someone that can bring the proper approach to Power 105, and that's why I'm here. And with that, I say good morning on wonderful WAVA.
This grown, mature adult is here on Power 105 to do what he was put on Earth to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I was born to be wild!
Mr. Spock, what are you doing on this frequency?
Il est 7h18 et c'est Didier avec son poulailler du matin sur RTH 99 Rock. Le soleil perce à travers les nuages aujourd'hui avec ses petits bras musclés. Il sera là tout le temps et toute la semaine. À 14h, les températures prévues sont 20 degrés à Paris-Montmartre, 21 degrés à Paris-Trocadéro, 18 degrés au Bourget, 17 à Roissy et 22 degrés chez mes amis de Washington de WAVA. Bonjour Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, John Lane et Colleen. Salut tout le monde.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night.
What are you telling me, that I can't shoot them?
No, sir, I'm afraid you can't. Come on.
But we went to all this trouble to catch him, and now you're telling me I can't shoot him?
Give me up. It's time to go. Come on.
I want to shoot him.
Come on.
I want to shoot him.
No, 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 no.
So look out now, because he's coming after you.
On Power 105!
because my boyfriend's back in town, so get out of here because he's going to kick your behind. It's a Friday. I'm George Michael, April Fool's Day, 1988. Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones, Friday. I ain't got no love because there ain't nobody around to give me no satisfaction.
I can't get no. I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
It's an all-new Charlie's Place Sunday night on Fox as Charlie welcomes Raymond Burr for Thanksgiving dinner.
Sit down, Mr. Burr. This turkey tastes kind of funny. What'd you put in it?
Nonsense, Charlie. I put in my favorite chocolate stuffing.
The holidays have never been better on Charlie's Place. This Sunday, right after 21 Jump Street, as Charlie and Raymond Burr have the best Thanksgiving ever.
This tastes really funny.
Oh, be quiet, Charlie. If you're really nice, I'll let you lick the bowl.
Don't miss Charlie's Place right after 21 Jump Street.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting.
Dead rolling, Mick Jagger and friends getting thyself satisfied. Put your hands on the radio so that I, George Michael, can feel you listening out there this morning. I'm going to take you on a train ride.
People all over the world, everybody, join me. Start a love train, love train.
The next stop that we make will be England. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too.
What you thinking? Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
All the commercials, I missed all the news, I missed all the weather, I missed all the sports, but I'm having some dadgum much fun. I can't stop now. Mitch Ryder, he's gonna help me because I am looking for the devil with the blue dress. Mitch!
Hey, hey. All right, jump up, get it. Hey.
Remember when it used to be a big deal to take a spray can of paint and go spray 4-letter words into the viaduct, and the next day you'd come back and some adult would have changed it to Buick?
Hi, this is Larry King. Let me tell you about the birthday party I threw at Spago for my wife, Julie. Everybody was there. Don Rickles, Angie Dickinson, Joan Rivers.
Now, for a limited time, you can get your copy of the Larry King School of Name Dropping. Yes, for years, Larry's been sucking up to celebrities and letting you know about it.
Along with Clint Eastwood. Lee Rich was there, along with Carol Burnett and Audrey Meadows. Then later in the day, I met Rune Arledge, Al Michaels, and Pierre Salinger at the bar. Then I
name dropping is fun and it's easy. When you do it, the Larry King way.
I interviewed the wonderful Richard Mulligan. Then later on, I said hi to Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith.
Just send a check or money order to Name Dropping with the King, Beverly Hills, California, where all the beautiful people go to see and be seen, including Larry,
Ava Gabor, Betsy Bloomingdale, Sidney Poitier, Maria Shriver, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sean Connery, Jackie Collins.
This is Larry King, and I hope you learn to name drop as good as I do.
Hey, gotta run. I'm having lunch with Dan Quayle.
Mitch Ryder, Detroit Wheels. I'm George Michael on Power 105 WAVA. Alan Goodman asked me if I'd come in because they need a good, growing, mature adult to do it in a proper adult manner, so I'm doing what come naturally. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here at Power 105 on this April Fool's Day, I want all of you ladies who are going to be walking around town today to practice doing your stuff. Stomach in, chest out.
Make that bra snap, Gertie.
Every time I think I've seen it all, heard all with what goes on in D.C. Here comes another headline about him partying all night long in the midden perjury. Along comes Barry. Now he can't deny he was caught by the FBI smoking crack with an undercover cop. With his attorney he'll confide as he does the electric slide. When will all this corruption stop? But if you're still not
sure that he's guilty, but truth will come out when he pees in the cup. Pees in the cup. Pees in the cup.
And now another edition of How to Be Manly. Today, lesson number 1033. You are vacationing in Washington, D.C., and are enjoying the sights and sounds that our capital has to offer. It is a pleasant enough day, and you decide to visit the Capitol building and view the Senate chambers. You are in awe as you walk through the hallways of this most august establishment, when lo and behold, you see a senator from your home state. There he is, in person. What can you say to him in a manly manner to let him know just how you feel about him and his policies? Follow along in your manly manual, page 4204, and repeat after me. Number one, excuse me, but where do you keep the prostitutes? Number two, I'd like to see the contract with your campaign manager. I've never seen Satan's autograph. Number three, could you check to see if you have any change? I want to see what you look like with your hand in your own pocket. Use any of the above phrases in just such a situation, and as you are led from the building under armed escort on your way to be interrogated, the senator will have no doubt as to what kind of man you really are. Until next time, this is Mr. Manly saying be manly and good day.
WAVA, Washington.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. You know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. And the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike is next.
So Eddie Murphy swipes all his ideas from Art Buchwald, huh?
Live from the Arsenio Hall Room inside Metroplex Center in scenic, beautiful Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo Show! Starring Don Geronimo! And hi there, everybody! I'm Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join Laurie Ness, Kim Boomer Anderson, Frank and Diana Buchwald, and the entire zoo crew. Today, it's Tuesday, and it's Celebrity Low Budget Jeopardy with Mark Rippon from your Washington Redskins and Channel 4's George Michael. Plus, birthday messages for Bob Denver, yes, Gilligan, and Tyrone Bugsy Bones.
Hey, little buddy.
Along with a new Kids on the Block update, maybe from Sam Lipton, 79 years young. But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And now let's welcome the man whose office is his castle, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Geronimo!
Thank you. Thanks muchly. Thank you.
And now, won't you welcome the man who told us all yesterday it was going to snow? He's never wrong, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, certified meteorologist.
Ladies and gentlemen.
W-A-B-A. All right, good morning, my friends. It's 10 minutes after 6 at WAVA. Noriega still in jail, awaiting trial. We all know he's guilty.
Right.
Here are the top 10 possible punishments for Manuel Noriega.
Oh, yeah.
Number 10, no Doritos endorsement deal.
Oh!
Number 9, free vasectomy performed by Doogie Howser, M.D. Number 8, new cellmate for Big Jim Baker.
Whoa!
Number 7, punishment, a week locked in a room with my mother-in-law. Number 6, no more zip cream. Punishment number five. He'll be required to open all mail addressed to federal judges. Number four. All Noriega meals to be cooked by Chef Neff.
Chef Neff.
Number three. New Kids on the Block music to be piped into a cell 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
Punishment number two. To be locked in a room with Roseanne Barr after she's eaten a Pizza Hut pan pizza.
Oh, P.U.
And the number one possible punishment for Manuel Noriega.
Number one.
Open a breeding farm with Tammy Faye Baker in the USA's attempt to create a race of giant chickens.